Live from our nation's capital, it's the Inside Scoop with Mark Levine.
Good afternoon, America. Welcome to the Inside Scoop. I'm your host, Mark Levine, reporting live from the Center for American Progress in Washington, D.C. Another day, another mass shooting, another madman with an AR-15. The weapon of choice for mass murderers. This particular individual in my hometown of Nashville, Tennessee, I know I represent Virginia in the House of Delegates, but the place where I was born, grew up, went to school, was Nashville, Tennessee. And at a Waffle House in Nashville, the gunman shot and murdered four people. Joe Perez, Debony Groves, Akila Da Silva, and Torian Sanderlin. The four victims, ranged in age, from 20 to 29. They were just beginning life. They were shot dead. The question is why? Lawmakers all across the United States, including in my home state of Virginia and in Tennessee, firmly support the Second Amendment right of people to give away army weapons, military weapons, weapons of war, weapons of mass murder to the violently insane and to terrorists. And when I call them out, they are offended. Offended. Not by giving the weapons to terrorists and the mentally ill. That doesn't offend them. That is perfectly legal in their book, and they want to keep it legal to give weapons to those people when a simple background check would determine who they are. No, it offends them when I call them out on it. When I suggest that perhaps Republicans care more about AR-15s than they do about innocent lives. Those are strong words. I recognize that. But I also just came back from the Virginia General Assembly, where I had a bill that says if you are insane, violently deranged, so dangerous that you are committed against your will in a court of law, put in an insane asylum, put in a mental ward, and you disagree, you say, I'm not insane, and they put you on the stand, and a court finds after full due process and that, yeah, you are a danger to yourself and others. I don't think those people should be issued the same gun that our army, our trained military people use on the battlefield. The Nashville killer, and I don't need to say his name, after shooting four people dead, actually injuring some others, stopped to reload. Thank God he did not have a 100-bullet drum, which, again, Republicans want to keep legal for every insane terrorist in the world. Or, no, just in the United States, excuse me. Insane terrorists can't get these guns in Canada or England or France or Japan. He stopped to reload. It's one of the reasons why we don't want to have 30-bullet magazines or 100-bullet drums. An extremely brave young man. A young man so heroic he doesn't want to be called a hero. A young man by the name of James Shaw Jr., who had retreated for the moment to the restroom, heard the shooting stop, ran out the swivel door, jumped on the guy, wrestled the gun from his hand, threw the hot, flaming hot barrel of the gun, which had just discharged these rounds, it was hot, burned his hand, was shot in the elbow, still wrestled the gun from him, threw it away, and saved a couple dozen lives. The killer, escaped on foot, and I'm proud to report, if you haven't heard it already, he's just been caught by Tennessee authorities. He's just been captured. And that's good, because he was armed and dangerous. But my anger is really not for this man who clearly was disturbed. We might well call him a terrorist because he said he was a sovereign citizen and tried to enter the White House. That's one of those right-wing crazy memes, that a sovereign citizen, it's one of those, I guess, right-wing terrorist groups. We all have to remember that white males in America, born here, citizens, have murdered way more people, and per capita murdered way more people, than non-citizens, the ones that Donald Trump wants to deport, than Muslims, than, well, any other, than African-Americans, any other genre people, far more than women. Not that all white men should be locked up, but when you think of a killer, we need to remember who's doing the killing. We could call him a terrorist because he had this weird political agenda, or we could just say he was severely mentally ill. This guy claimed that Taylor Swift was stalking him, had infiltrated his Netflix account. Now, I haven't consulted Taylor Swift, but I feel really safe in saying that I don't think Taylor Swift was stalking this guy. He had all kinds of other weird things he did. Showed up in a neighborhood's pool, took off his dress, swam in his underwear, stole a BMW. He had an interesting history. The most interesting part of his history, though, and the one I want to focus on today, is that given his clear mental illness or disturbed behavior or whatever you want to call his weird actions, after the Secret Service arrested him for trying to get into the White House, they ordered all his guns removed. And under Illinois law, which is tougher than Tennessee law or Virginia law, they took his guns away. They gave them to his dad. His dad has a firearms license. By all indications that I know of, his father is not mentally deranged. His father is not claiming that Taylor Swift is stalking dad. But at least according to Tennessee authorities, and if I'm wrong, well, that's what trials are about. But according to Tennessee authorities, the father allegedly gave his son's weapons back to him.
What?
Dear old dad, knowing his son was insane, gave him back weapons so powerful that they are currently used by our military, our infantry, right now in 2018. In our military, in our army, in our Marines. You know, there's a misnomer that says that our military uses automatic weapons. In fact, they don't. They used to. They did in Vietnam. Today, however, because they know it's easier to kill a lot more people with semi-automatics than with automatics, they use something much more akin to the AR-15 than they do to the M16. The M60, M14s, M16s that are issued, most of them are not, either don't have the automatic switch or are not trained to be used the automatic switch. Because you know what? It's easier to control a gun and kill a lot more people when you shoot a few people here and you shoot a few people there than when you just do this massive spray and you run out of bullets and people can duck. So the most severe weapon, the most dangerous weapon, the most dangerous gun in anyone's hands is sold on the street to every insane person, every terrorist in America. And you know what? It's legal. It's legal in Tennessee. It's legal in Virginia. I don't know whether it's legal in Illinois. Illinois, being a bluer state, has tougher gun laws. I hope it's not legal in Illinois. But in whatever state you live, can we all agree that dear old dad needs to go to jail for life? For life. His actions led directly to the murder of four innocent people. Could have been 24 if it were not for the hero, James Shaw Jr. We need to understand in America that guns are not toys. They aren't. They're not video games. Yeah, it may annoy you if your kid's on video games all the time, but they're shooting, they're wasting their time. They're not killing people. Guns are not toys. Tanks are not toys. Nuclear weapons are not toys. We do not allow ordinary people to possess arsenic or sarin gas. We should not allow crazy people to have access to weapons of war. Now, Democrats are putting forward bills after bill in state after state of the United States. In my home state of Virginia, I had 5 gun bills. One to have universal background checks. Pretty basic, right? If you do not want a terrorist to have a gun, if you do not want an insane person to have a gun, if you do not want someone who has a long history of domestic violence to own a gun, why not make it illegal to sell them a gun without a background check? Because a background check will turn it up. Hey, maybe most gun sellers do not want people to commit mass murder. I don't think they do. Would you, for $400 or $600, give a gun away that you know was going to commit mass murder? Would you, gun seller? I hope and pray that virtually all of you would say no. You would think that innocent lives were worth more than the $400 or $500 you'd get for your gun. Well, run a background check. And then you can say, hey, I didn't know this guy was going to commit mass murder. But that's not how it happens, folks. 40% of all gun sales in America are not sold in gun stores, are not sold with background checks. They're sold in alleyways. They're sold over the internet where the people meet in person in a street corner, gun shows. And Republicans want this to happen. Now, you're going to say, well, I'm a Republican. I don't want this to happen. And that's actually true. I want to be fair about this. I need to say Republican elected officials want this to happen. More than 90% of Republicans support background checks. Actually, the number is close to 97% of Republicans and gun owners both support background checks. For Democrats and non-gun owners, it's even higher. This is something all Americans agree on, except elected officials who are financed by the National Rifle Association. And even the occasional Republican that claims that they don't want this or tells me in private that they don't want this is forced by their leadership to support these weapons going to these dangerously mentally ill people. How many more will die until it stops? And if they don't change their minds, well, 2018 is your choice. For once, whether you're a Republican or a Democrat, you have to vote for the Democrat. Because how would you forgive yourself if your spouse, your child, your parents were shot dead at a Waffle House by a gun that no insane person should be carrying? This is Mark Levine calling if you like. 888-48-MARK, 888-48-6275. I'll be right back right after this.
He's a Bible-quoting, Constitution-loving, flag-waving, red-blooded liberal American. He's Mark Levine. Give him a call now at 888-48-MARK. That's 888-488-6275. And now, the voice of reason in an unreasonable world, Mark Levine.
Welcome back to the Inside Scoop. I'm your host, Mark Levine. This time it happened in my hometown of Nashville, Tennessee. But, it can happen in any town. It can happen in Newtown, Connecticut. It can happen in Aurora, Colorado, Orlando, Florida. I mean, the list goes on and on. I don't have to repeat all these places. Again, the weapon used was an AR-15. That is the weapon of choice for mass murderers. And it's the weapon that the Republican Party severely wants every dangerous felon to have access to. Every insane person, everyone who should be locked up. The question is why? Why is it so important for the same Republicans, many of whom support the bombing of terrorists in Iraq or Syria or Yemen, to arm them here? What is the responsibility of someone who gives a gun to a mass killer or sells them that gun? You know, if you lend your car to someone and they get in an accident, you're responsible. Did you know that? Your insurance pays for it if you have insurance. If you don't, you're liable. If you even allow a drunk driver, if you're a bartender, you allow someone to leave your bar drunk and get in the car, you can be held responsible. But even more directly, you just lend a car to your friend and your friend negligently causes an accident, you're responsible. Did you know that? But if you give a gun away to someone you know to be violently insane, oh well, these things happen, mass murder happens. Or as Jeb Bush once famously said about, I believe, the Newtown mass murder, stuff happens. Lots of stuff. 33,000 stuffs. 33,000 Americans stuffed in a coffin due to murder, accident, or two-thirds of the time taking their own lives with readily accessible guns. Yes, you can commit suicide without a gun, but it's a heck of a lot easier to do so with one. These statistics dwarf any other industrialized nation. We have more guns per capita in America than they do in terrorist countries, where they need the guns. But let's just focus on people who shouldn't have a gun. Should you be legally liable if you sell a gun to someone who has a record of violence? You might say, Mark, I didn't know when I put on the internet, I'll sell my AR-15 to any stranger who comes, no questions asked. I didn't know that he was a mass killer. Well, you know what? You should have known. When you say no questions asked, that means come all ye dangerous people. I'd be willing to go farther. I'd be willing to say if you run a background check, you are no longer legally liable. That's a responsible thing to do. Would you give your car to a total stranger just to drive around? Would you let a total stranger in your house? Don't give madmen guns. We need background checks. Take your calls when I get back. 888-48-MARK, 888-48-6275. Back after this. Is it relevant that all four of the Nashville Waffle House victims were African American? That the killer was white? That the hero, the incredibly brave and courageous hero who saved dozens of lives and is so heroic that he doesn't want to be called a hero, James Shaw Jr., is it relevant that he's African American? And at least from what I saw watching him talk before the press, a very modest, unassuming young man, brave, but not at all, not a tough guy. Seemed like a guy with a big heart. It may turn out to be relevant. I don't know. This guy, the killer, I don't tend to name the killers unless I feel it's necessary. The killer had tried to enter the White House claiming he was a sovereign citizen. That's one of those alt-white, alt-right, alt-white, same difference, terrorist groups, right-wing terrorist groups. We'll find out. It's hard to know what terrorism is these days. Did he kill for political reasons or just because the guy was insane? I don't know. What I do know is he shouldn't have had access to the weapons used by our troops in the battlefield. A Waffle House is not a battlefield. And when this guy entered the Waffle House, he was not part of any well-regulated militia. So the Second Amendment doesn't apply. You hear me, folks? The Second Amendment in the Constitution talks about a well-regulated militia. Yes, AR-15s do belong in our military. They do not belong in our Waffle Houses. And yet, to this day, I can't speak for every state, but I know in the Commonwealth of Virginia, it is perfectly legal to sell weapons of war to violently insane people without a background check. I had a bill to make that illegal. Actually, two of my bills would have made it illegal. One was universal background checks. Another specifically dealt with the violently insane people who've been locked up because they're a danger to themselves or others. I didn't think it should be legal to sell them a weapon. The Republicans disagreed. My other three bills this year, one would have prevented domestic violence perpetrators from legally owning firearms, being sold, transferred firearms. One would have banned bump stocks, the device that converts a semi-automatic weapon into the functional equivalent of an automatic weapon, and then a bill to ban firearms at protests after Charlottesville. Two of my bills, Republicans refused to even hear. Three went down in a partisan vote in subcommittee. But it's important to understand that all the Republicans in the House of Delegates are to blame. Not just the ones that refuse to listen to my bills, because when Republicans are willing to compromise on gun safety, their leadership tells them you're not allowed to. And they would have to actually vote to represent their constituents instead of their leadership. And 201, every single Republican in the Virginia House of Delegates puts their leaders of their party ahead of their own constituents, more than 90% of whom support not selling guns to terrorists and the violently insane. And so because we can't change their minds, we have to change their seats. When you go out to vote in November 2018, don't just vote for Congress. Look down ballot. Look at your state legislature. And unless you have a specific Republican willing to buck their leadership and say that they're willing to restrict gun sales to the mentally insane without background checks, then you need to vote them out, no matter what party you are. This is the clearest difference between the parties that I know of. And if you don't want these killings to go on day after day, minute after minute in America, you're going to have to help organize voters in November 2018. All right, let's get to some callers. Mark, line 3 in San Francisco. How are you, Mark?
Hi, Mark. How are you doing?
I'm all right. Thanks for calling in.
No problem. Look, we have a crisis in this country. The Republican Party has sold out to the highest bidder. The NRA, the Koch brothers, you go down the line and look at where their policies lie. They lie with the rich and the corporations. They don't care if little children get killed. I mean, it's pretty obvious that this party is off the rails, and we have a crisis because once you vote Republican, you lose your representative government. It's that simple. And it's a sad day, but the Republican Party is really a big problem for all of us.
You know, when I call them out on this, as I've done publicly, they say, we don't want terrorists to have guns. We just don't want to have laws restricting terrorists from having guns. We don't want the mentally insane to have guns. We just think it should be legal to sell them guns, which doesn't make any sense. Right? You don't say, I'm against murder, but I'm not for laws against murder. Right? You know, I don't think you should drive 200 miles on the interstate, but I don't support laws restricting you from going 200 miles on the interstate. I mean, the reason we have laws is to prohibit behaviors that we don't like. And I don't like mass murder. And if Republicans don't like mass murder, what's their plan to stop it? Again, I know Virginia better because that's where I sit as a state legislator. You know what the Republicans did in Virginia after the shooting at Parkland, Florida? They convened a special committee on school safety where everything could be talked about except one little thing just wasn't allowed to be talked about, and that was guns. They could talk about how to make schools like prisons, right? You could have doors where you have to enter and close behind you, and we could have barbed wire, and we could make kids feel just like prisoners, but we couldn't talk about guns. That's their plan. They're going to go all around the state talking about school safety, and except for that four-letter word, that's what they're going to talk about. We, the Democrats in Virginia, and I don't think we're that different from Democrats all across the country, we're going to have a discussion about guns. Who should have them? Who should not have them? And I'd love to hear a Republican come on this show and defend the right of the mentally ill. And I say the mentally ill, I mean the violently mentally ill. People like this fellow in Nashville. What is their reasoning for why this guy should have a gun? Does anyone not believe that his father should be locked up for life? I want his father not only locked up for life, but I want him to go on a public trial. Or if he plea bargains, I want to parade him before every NRA member of the country and say, look, if you give a weapon to someone who commits mass murder and you don't run a background check, of course, in the father's case, he knew his son was insane, you need to go to jail for the rest of your life. It's amazing how many of these insane people get their weapons from their parents. The Newtown killer did. He shot mom. There was a killer in Mississippi. Got his gun from his dad, who didn't lock it up. First guy he shot was dad. This guy's lucky he's not dead, and he's only going to jail for life. I'm not even sure the laws will put him in jail for life, and if not, we need to have laws that do. But we can't,
you know, Mark,
be complacent. We got to keep getting angry. Go ahead, Mark.
Well, basically, they're protecting the NRA,
yeah.
The Republicans.
Yeah.
They're not protecting the children in school. They're not protecting the regular citizen that just wants to live in a gun-free society without being scared of being shot. They don't represent you and me. They don't represent the good of this country. It's unfortunate, but I got a reality check for you Republicans out there. They don't represent you. They don't represent what's good for this country. Unfortunately, Mark, we have a crisis, and this party's off the rails, and we got to vote them out.
Well, it really is, and obviously I've talked in other shows about the authoritarian tendencies of Donald Trump and the fact they don't want to investigate him and the fact that we used to all agree that the Russian dictatorship was a great evil until the Republican president started toting up to Vladimir Putin, who likely is blackmailing him or he owes him a lot of money. I mean, there's all kinds of ways the Republican Party's off the rails, but when it comes to innocent lives lost in a gun battle, it's just hard to comprehend. I'm not trying to take guns away from hunters. I'm not even trying to stop private sale of guns. I'm just saying, you want to sell a gun to someone, run a background check. Find out if they're crazy and dangerous first. Most background checks are done in less than a minute. Many are done in 5 seconds. Some take up to 45 seconds. I've waited longer than that at a traffic light. Who is it that wants to give weapons of war to someone when you don't know who they are in the first place? Even if it weren't illegal, it's not. It's legal in most states. It's legal in Virginia. Why would anyone sell a gun to a complete stranger without running a background check? Would you let your daughter go? I don't know. I guess people can't control what their own daughters do. It floors me. It floors me. Thanks for calling in, Mark. I appreciate it. Let me go to Reggie, line 4 in Georgia. Hey, Reggie.
Happy Monday to you, too, Mark Levine.
Sad Monday.
Right. Well, first off, I would just like to say that both he and his father deserve to be in prison.
Well, I'm sure he's going to go. He might get the death penalty. But this guy's, you know, insane. Right?
Right.
I mean, the other thing about this guy is if we dealt with mental illness correctly, he might have gotten some pills or some therapy that maybe would not have led him to kill 4 people. I don't know. But the last thing this guy needed was a gun. Right. And so I'm not worried that the killer won't get justice. I'm worried that Dad, I want Dad to get justice. I don't hold someone who, you know, is truly insane. I don't hold them responsible for what they do. They're not a sane person. But Dad, who knew his son was doing all these crazy things.
Right.
I mean, that's who I want to go after. And that's why I have not seen a single person on air, and I'm waiting, talk about the legal and moral and criminal responsibility of Dad.
Right.
That's who I want to talk about. It's easy to say lock up the insane people. Heck, probably half our jails are full of people who are severely mentally ill anyway.
Right. And the second thing I want to say is that every time these massive gun shootings go off and happen all over the world, and you bring up the AR-15, you know, and you want to make sure that the AR-15 and assault weapons are legal permanently and virtually forever, you have people like such as Alex Jones, Dana Loesch, and Teddy Boy Nugent bringing up the Second Amendment rights and all that stuff. You have them bring that up from the NRA, you know, since Dana
well,
Loesch,
I have the Second Amendment right here.
Yes.
I carry my Constitution with me wherever I go.
Yes.
And let's all remember what it says. It says
right.
A well-regulated militia
right.
being necessary to the security of a free state. The
right
of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. The
right.
Second Amendment was all about people joining together to fight off the British, to fight off Native Americans,
right.
and coming together in a well-regulated militia. What militia was this guy in? Who was
right.
regulating him, much less regulating him well?
Right, but they don't seem to either understand that part.
It, you know, for 200-plus years, the Second
mm-hmm.
Amendment was interpreted by the United States Supreme Court to say this applies to militias. It applies
right.
to the military. It applies to National Guards. It does not apply to individuals who just want to off somebody. It just doesn't. And then 10 years ago, they decided, five right-wing justices to Justice Scalia,
right,
flip the script and just change everything.
Right, but like I said, they don't get that part. They don't get
yeah.
the rest of it. They don't get that part. They just cry their Second Right Amendment every time these massive gun shootings go off all
you
over
know,
the world.
But the more they cry, I have to wonder,
yeah,
do they actually care about the people that are dead? I mean,
no.
I get that they love their guns. I get it. I get it. I get that guns are fun. I've talked
right.
with people. They're really fun to shoot up at shooting ranges. So you know what? So allow the semi-automatic weapon at the shooting range. Don't take it away from the shooting range, or we'll put you in jail. All
right?
Right. So I mean, there are compromises available here. But I get that guns are fun. I think driving a tank might be fun. You know,
right.
it might be fun to crush a village. I'll do it in a video game.
Right.
I won't do it in reality. I mean,
right.
come on.
Right. Maybe they need mental psychiatric help or psychological help.
You know, people who are attacking video games, it's like, you know what? If you want to kill someone, kill them in a video game, okay?
Right.
It's not something I love, but it's a heck of a lot better than killing them in person.
Right. And you won't go to prison for that.
No, you won't. No, you won't.
You won't go to prison for that. But these people love their guns so much. Maybe they should own their own shooting ranges. The people I mentioned, you know.
You know, I mean, look, I admit it. I'm from Tennessee, but I am from Nashville, and it's a city. I'm not from rural Tennessee, and I recognize there is a tradition in America of hunting. I get it. I understand that there are trained police officers, trained members of the military. I got no problem with them having guns. But for some yahoo to have a weapon of war, a guy who, you know, tried to get into the White House, a guy who, you know, stole a BMW, a guy who, showed up in a neighbor's pool and jumped in his underwear. I mean, this guy has a history of weird stuff. Oh, he said that Taylor Swift was stalking him. If you believe Taylor Swift is stalking you, I don't think you should have a gun. Hey, thanks for calling in, Reggie. I appreciate it. I got some other callers on the line. I will get to you after this break. If you want to call in and join us, it's 888-488-MARK, 888-488-6275. Right back after this.
He's a Fulbright scholar and he speaks French, but he couldn't tell you who won the Super Bowl. It's Mark Levine. Give him a call now at 888-488-MARK. That's 888-488-6275. And now, the voice of reason in an unreasonable world, Mark Levine.
Welcome back to Inside Scoop. I'm your host, Mark Levine. Just got about 5 minutes left. I'll get to my caller, Ann from Oregon, in just a minute. I do want to respond. Robert Legge posts on Facebook Live. By the way, if you're listening on the radio, I do my show every day on Facebook Live, so you have access to a computer but not a radio. Check it out there at Mark Levine Talk, facebook.com/Mark Levine Talk. Robert Legge asks, what was the actual agreement that let the dad have the guns back? Should be clearly spelled out. Great question, Robert. What the Tennessee authorities reported was that dad promised the authorities he would not let his son have the guns. And then, again, according to Tennessee authorities, the son got the guns from the dad. Now, I don't know how they know this. Maybe they interviewed the dad again. And if I have my facts wrong, then dad shouldn't be locked up, right? If kids stole the guns from the dad, who didn't leave them negligently out there, by the way, because then I think he's still responsible. But if the father didn't give the guns back, if the son, threatened him, I don't know all the facts. So a trial would show that. I say he should be locked up if he did what at least the authorities say he did, which is they give his guns back to his sons. He specifically promised not to. And they're saying they don't know of any Tennessee law that would prosecute the father. I don't know. It's like no Virginia law that would. But if an Illinois law would, then they should be able to enforce that Illinois law in Tennessee and Virginia. We need to change. If this father can't legally go to jail, we need to change the laws to make sure he should go to jail. Thanks for your question. It was a really good one. Let's go now to Ann, line 3 in Oregon. Hey, Ann, how are you?
Hi, Mark. I get 3, maybe 4 different groups requesting money from me that are for gun control. Mm-hmm. And I can't afford to give to 3 or 4 different groups. Mm-hmm. Why can't they band together, go under an umbrella, and have one giant lobby? That makes more sense to me.
It's a fair question to ask them. They came up different ways. The Brady campaign came after the shooting of Jim Brady, Ronald Reagan's press secretary. There's the one, I think America's Responsible Solutions, I think that's from the Gabby Gifford shooting.
Gabby. Mm-hmm.
And then Every Time for Gun Safety came from Mayor Bloomberg. And then Moms Demand Action was just a grassroots of moms who've lost their children. They have slightly different focuses, but you're right. They're all about gun safety legislation. I'd say pick whichever one is active in your area in Oregon, whoever does the best job of lobbying people. You could say they should join under one, and maybe that's okay. But maybe if they join under one, they won't necessarily have the best people on the ground. The way I see it is you in Oregon can look up and say, you know what, in my home city, Moms Demand Action does a great job, and Every Time for Gun Safety isn't that active. So I say reward your dollars with the people who do it best in your area. But, it's a fair question. I don't obviously control these organizations, so they came up differently, and I don't know why they don't join together. But use the fact that they're different to praise the ones that are doing the most in your local area to make a difference. That's what I'd say.
Oh, I have no idea of who's doing what in my area.
I'll tell you how you know. Contact your local Democratic legislator in Oregon. If your legislator is a Democrat, call him or her. If not, call someone nearby who's a Democrat and say, who does the best job? And they'll tell you.
You mean my state rep?
Yeah, your state rep. Most of these laws are decided at the state level. That's why it's very important that people vote in their state legislative elections in 2018. Yes, we want to take Congress. We want to take the House of Representatives and the Senate. But you've got to vote for your state legislators, too. They're the ones who make the biggest difference on gun laws. Thank you, everyone who called in, and Mark, Reggie, and Robert for your question. We'll be back on Thursday, 3 p.m. Eastern, 2 Central, noon Pacific, for another edition of the Inside Scoop.